it can be sinful. You eat, and it is good, according to God, to deny your desires. You know why? It makes you a powerful person spiritually. When you can subdue your body and not be governed by the needs and the lusts of the flesh. That's the way Christ was. He wasn't governed by his lust. He sat on the throne of his own heart. I want Christ to sit down on the throne in my heart. And I want to sit down on the throne with him. And we are going to together reign over this body. And cause this body, by his power and by his grace, to behave itself in a sanctified and honorable way. Free from lust, purged of uncleanness, holy and unblameable. That is Christianity. Let no man go beyond. What's that mean? Go beyond. To transcend or overreach. Or overreaching. Defrauding his brother. You know, they're reaching over his shoulder and coveting. Literally, the word means covetousness. Pleonecto, which is like, you heard of pleonexia? Maybe not. Well, it means it, covetousness, thievery. In any matter. It means it doesn't have to just be physical stealing. There's lots of, you can steal someone's honor. How? Oh, by slandering them to other people. Talking behind their back, wickedly. Because that the Lord is avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. God avenges. So in Christianity, we don't take vengeance. We pray for our enemies because we know God is the avenger of his chosen. And of all the weak, those who persecute the weak and harm the innocent blood, God is going to avenge them. I have to believe that. For God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. I think I've hammered that home, haven't I? He therefore that despiseth, it means to disesteem. Or, you know, hold something not in its proper position. Despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given us his... despiseth what? Oh, one another. Or let's say, or this righteousness. They don't esteem it very highly. Oh, yeah, you know, righteousness. You gotta be kidding. It's impossible to be... Nobody's perfect. Well, nobody you know. What if I know people I think are perfect? And I'll tell you, I believe I will be perfect. And in certain areas, I already am perfect. In certain areas. But the thing is, God wants all areas to be perfect, see? So, I don't really take a lot of... Believe me, I don't take any rest in the idea that, well, I got some areas covered. I mean, I take a little, I have joy in the Lord for that, no doubt. But I also am not confused. I didn't accomplish this. God accomplished it in me because he did it in many cases in such a way that it was just miraculous, overnight transformation type things. Some other things took work, but because of the miraculous ones, I knew that all the works I work are being worked of him through me, in me, through the Holy Ghost. Verse 9, but as touching brotherly love, we need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. See, we got to be taught of God. Really? Paul knew these guys because he had raised them up in the faith and taught them properly. These days, we're living in an entirely different church world where it's like everything around me is Christian. Everyone around me is Christian. I know a couple of people who don't believe in God. In some form. And then a couple more who don't believe in Jesus. You know, there's a very small minority that don't believe in God. And then there's, adding to that minority, you could add some more people who don't believe in Jesus. But in this country, it's a large majority. I live in a rural area. We're all believers in Jesus out here. And I, you know, I thank God to live around those kind of people. They're good people. But they which lead them are causing them to err. Unfortunately. But those who are followers of God are taught of God. You know how I learned the scriptures? I had a teacher once, but unfortunately, he so badly mistaught me that it took me years to undo all the work that he had done. And then God sent the Holy Ghost, and the last few knots that were still in me of false doctrine just instantly sprang open. And my understanding was just explode. It was like an explosion of understanding, like a blooming of a flower. My understanding just radically altered, literally in one day. When I was filled with the Holy Ghost, it was March 21st, 2005. But I had taught for many years and studied the Bible, and it wasn't until that moment of revelation. I didn't have a new teacher come along and teach me. I've had exhortation and stuff, but these are things I already know, because I am taught of God. And if you follow the Holy Ghost, you also will be taught of God. Hear the faith, receive the things of faith. And when you understand the basics, I'm telling you, and you receive the Holy Ghost, as the apostles received the Holy Ghost, you will be taught of God. Verse 10, and indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, and all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Don't stop. He's so impressed with them already, but he's saying, I'm gushing over you, but don't let it go to your head. I mean, we're not good, you know, but he's something along those lines, as we would say today. Don't let it go to your head. Or how about, keep on keeping on. Increase more and more. You know, you're allowing your faith to touch people around you in your region and beyond. Don't stop. Increase more and more. And he's so pleased. And that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. That ye may walk honestly toward them that are without and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are... Oh, now hold on. We'll go back to that in a second. 11 and 12. Mundane things. Do your own business. I mean, don't be a busybody in other people's affairs. Sometimes people can get caught up in all the melodrama of church. Not that we aren't there to help each other out. Sometimes it requires a little discussion of things.